Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome. Yes, Friday. It's arrived. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. And welcome to the BTN News Show, too. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it is Friday, the 20th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours be coming your way now. About 5 minutes. Could be a little less today. Get ready to enter a Google daydream. Oh. Yeah, a couple of days ago, Google was all in virtual reality, basically, at least focusing in on it, and a whole bunch of designs they were going to license out to partners. But Google plans on doing its own device as well, calling it, yes, as you guessed it, the Daydream. Basically, the Daydream is designed to be an evolution of the low-end cardboard thing. You know, the Google cardboard thingy? It doesn't get more low-end than that, does it, though? But basically, it'll be doing the same thing, relying on the phone to provide the display, the brains, and the head-tracking abilities. But unlike that cardboard thing that we stick on our face, they're promising Daydream will be more comfortable and can be used for longer periods. I'm sure that'll vary from individual, though. Who will vomit first? It's more like that. Also, unlike the Google Cardboard, there actually will be a separate controller. And it does have all the little electronic goodies inside, including a bunch of sensors, several buttons, yay, and a clickable trackpad. No word on pricing yet, but you can guess it'll probably cost more than what Cardboard did. Next time you hell up an Uber car on your phone, you might be going, where the hell's my driver? Literally. That's because yesterday Uber showed off its first self-driving automobile. Now, no, this isn't the first time we've heard of Uber's little prototype car, but it was the first to be out on the streets. In fact, it was out on the streets of Pittsburgh yesterday. In its blog post over there at Uber's official website, they're hoping that the development of its self-driving technology will mean less congestion and a more affordable and accessible transportation. And of course, the big thing, fewer lives lost in an accident. Well, that's probably a given. If the car does crash, I'm sure the driver will be fine. Now, just in case you were wondering, Pittsburgh residents that do listen to the BTN News Show, do they have permission to actually do this? Yeah, they do. They gain permission from local authorities to test its car and will use the road miles to ensure it can deal with pedestrians, cyclists, and other drivers as well. So, no, if you see a car driving around with nobody driving, don't get freaked out. All right, something we haven't done in a little while. It's time for a little hacker news. Yeah. This time, we're seeing the good side of the hackers. You might remember the makers of that uncrackable ransomware. Yeah, you kind of remember that? You don't? Well, anyways. Apparently, security researchers at ESET asked for the master key. And I guess the hackers were in a good mood because they said, okay, here you go. Yes, those creators of that virus that forced users to pay to recover their own files seem to have grown a conscience over the past 24 hours. Now, actually, according to ESET, the creators of that virus were wrapping up, quote-unquote, their activities. And because of that, that's why they handed over the key. Yeah, I don't think they've turned over a new leaf whatsoever. I think they thought, yeah, we got something better than this now. You can go and have this. Have fun with the next one we come up with. Finally, wood. No, men, not the type of thing you get in the morning. I'm talking about real, authentic wood. It's pretty. It's nice. But wouldn't you like to see through it? Yeah, I've never really thought that way myself. But apparently, these scientists have. The researchers at the University of Maryland were able to pull away the color and chemicals from a block of wood. And yes, you can see right through it. Just like a piece of glass. The funny thing about it, though, is after they did this little experiment, the material is actually both stronger and more insulating than glass itself. And they're also saying with better biodegradability than plastic. Now, I know I can hear all of our Swedish listeners, particularly Inga, saying, no, this is not correct. That's because Swedish researchers have been able to do the same thing before, by replacing it with a transparent polymer. So yes, they are the same, but they're different at the same time. So okay, yeah, we're thinking, woohoo, we can see through wood now. What's the point? I'm right there with you. I don't really know what the point is. Other than the fact that maybe one of these days when we go to build our home, we'll have the option, would you like real glass or would you like wood glass? Because wood glass, yeah, it's the end thing now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yes, that is the website for all the BTN shows. Go over there, check it out, check out all the shows, check out our blog too. Lots of things are going on over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can also follow the British Tech Network on Twitter, of course, too, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And you can get your behind over to our lovely fashionably geek community. That's always a fun place to be. You can find that at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. Mojo.com. As for the news show, well, yes, it's Friday, so we are jamming right along with you. Just trying to get through the day so we can get to the weekend. Hope you guys do have a great Friday and have a great weekend. Don't worry, though. BTN News will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news. That will happen over the weekend. But until then, leave the job early. Come on, why not? And thank you very much for listening.